Mr. Brower.
Sorry I'm late, Mr. Receiver.
It's the third time in a row, Luke. Maybe I should call 555-DELI and leave a wake-up call?
Don't worry, I only sleep in class.
I gotta get a hold of one of your employees, Luke Brower. He's a waiter. Well, maybe a busboy. That's funny. I've never heard of him.
I just tried to pull his file. There isn't one.
His file's missing?
No. Luke Brower does not exist.
Look, I can't believe you're living here.
Well, I am.
Well, I don't get it. I mean, well, what about your parents?
I don't have any, and I don't need them. I'm doing fine right here.
Look, there's got to be someplace better than this.
Yeah, like where?
Like some kind of, I don't know, some kind of city outreach, sort of nice, happy place?
I've tried all the happy places. This is better.
We have a homeless boy living here.
What? This is a school. We can't have kids here.
I can't let you live on a street like this.
Oh, you can't let me. Well, this morning I wasn't on the street. I had a place to sleep and a place to eat and a promising academic career. Now, thanks to you, I'm a homeless, hungry dropout. Who are you, Charles Keating? You sure this is okay?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. You can sleep in my sister's room. Don't worry, it's fine. She's away at college, and you can talk to my dad in the morning.
Okay. I don't know.
No, stop worrying. It's fine. Just go on upstairs to the first door on the right, and sometimes she keeps this big stuffed dog on her bed. Just shove it off and hop in. Oh, Luke, is your neck still bothering you? Listen, you shouldn't have slept on the floor. You could have had the waterbed.
Nah, I didn't want to sleep in a bed that might wet me.
Well, listen, what do you say I make up for it with one of Michael Seaver's super-duper homemade breakfasts?
Great.
Okay, what do you have? Marshmallow Twinkles or Mr. Smacky's Peanut Logs?
Well, I was kind of hoping for something hot.
Well, you can heat up the peanut logs, but I gotta warn you, they'll burn the roof of your mouth. Okay, I'll cook something.
How about pancakes?
Okay, we'll go out.
Well, you got everything you need right here. You got flour, oil, and eggs.
Wow. How'd you learn how to make pancakes?
Until I was 10 years old, I used to help my mother cook at a lumber camp in Oregon.
Really?
Yep. When you got 68 men with chainsaws, you better learn to watch your flapjack.
Hey, listen, Luke, why don't you just stay here for a while?
Huh?
Well, you know, you being out on the street and everything, it's kind of my fault.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Really?
It's totally your fault. There's no way your parents will ever let me stay here.
My parents? Oh, Luke. You see this? This is the finger I have them wrapped around, and I got 9 more on standby. If I say you're staying, you're staying.
I don't care what you say, he is not staying.
But why?
Mike, this isn't like bringing home a stray puppy. This Luke could be dangerous. He could be a thief, and we do have a 5-year-old.
Your mom has a point, Mike. We've got to think of Chrissy.
Mom, he is not dangerous. He's my best student. Okay, and he's never stolen a thing. Except for food, clothes, and home box office.
Like, all we're saying is... He gets cable-free?
Jason, stay focused. Mike, you have no right.
Mom, I think you're being selfish.
Selfish? You're being naive.
Mike, Maggie, wait a minute. Let's keep our emotions in check here.
Mike, you slime bucket. Of all the dumb things you've done, this is the dumbest.
Give it to him.
First, you bring a complete stranger into our house.
Your bed.
And then you send him into my bed.
Occupied.
Well, I'm in it, minding my own stinking business.
Bring it home, baby.
What you have done is so low and despicable that even your apprentice slime ball here agrees with me.
I don't.
You don't? Well, why have you been agreeing with me all morning?
I just want to see you get so mad you fleck foam from the corners of your mouth.
You snake! You scuzzwad! You slimy, sniggly slime bucket!
There it is! Yes! Mission control, we have achieved foam!
Stop torturing your sister. Carol, wipe your mouth.
Mom, Dad, I demand a family conference.
Carol, that is an excellent suggestion. Would you and Ben please leave the room?
It was my idea.
Yes, and it was a good one, sweetheart. Now get out.
Okay, Mike, Maggie. I think that we owe Mike a chance to express himself before we give him some arbitrary refusal.
Thank you.
All right.
Now,
Can Luke stay?
No chance.
Wait a minute. What your mother is saying is, yet we realize that Luke is a needy guy.
Yes.
And yes, we do have a lot to share. And yes, Carol's off at the dorm, so we do have an extra room. And what was the problem, Maggie?
Jason, he can't stay here.
Oh, okay, fine. He doesn't have to stay here, but where?
A foster home. I'm a consultant to the Bureau of Child Welfare, Mike. I can help him get a great one. It'll just take a little time. Meanwhile, he can stay at a facility called Peyton Hall. Now, I know it's not perfect.
Not perfect, yeah. That place has got gang members and drug addicts. That's the honors program.
He does have a point, Maggie. That place can be real rough.
Jason?
But he's just going to have to suck it up.
Mike, we all feel sorry for Luke, but life isn't always fair. There are some things we can't fix.
I'll get him out of Peyton Hall into a foster home as soon as I can. Mike, that's the best we can do.
Luke. Hey, you remember my folks?
Hi, Luke.
Listen, Luke, we've been talking things over, and... Well, just to lay it out there for you... Dad?
Well, Luke, what Mike's trying to say is that, we completely understand your situation and we sympathize. And so, Maggie?
You can stay with us.
Show me that smile.
Show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. Live over
here.
The best is ready to begin.
Know some of the ground rules. Number one, don't let Ben touch fluffy things. Number two, don't let Ben touch anything else.
Got it.
Okay, now the closet. You can use this half, but make sure your clothes don't crowd mine. I'm sure I don't have to tell you how easily linen wrinkles.
It's a stinking crime. That's why I pick one look and stick with it all year long.
I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking. How do you stay warm in the winter?
Oh, no problem in Jamaica, Mom.
Jamaica?
Yeah, I grew up there. I go back every winter. I used to work as a cook at a plantation.
Oh, that must be a tough job.
All I can say is, when you gotta cook macaroons for 68 sweaty men with machetes, you better learn to wash your coconuts.
Hey, Luke, Mike and I thought you might need some extra clothes while you're here.
Jeans, t-shirts, and a bra?
Actually, this is Carol's. Mom just washed it.
Great. Now it needs to be washed again.
Is she gone?
Yeah, why?
Oh, fluffy fez.
She wants you doing that.
I know, that's why I do it. I don't know how she knows, but it drives her nuts. It's time to smoke Uncle Benny's armpit! How have you been sleeping here with all this girly stuff?
I'm happy to have a bed at all. I'm used to sleeping in storage rooms and movie theaters.
Movie theaters? Doesn't that get expensive?
Not if you sneak in.
Sneak in?
Yep. I've got a surefire system where the theater manager ushers me in, holds the door open, and calls me sir.
Really? Luke, this could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Mike! Hey, Mike!
Dad, every Saturday you come out here and you yell for Mike to wash the car, and you end up washing it yourself. Obviously, yelling is a waste of time.
Fine. You wash the car.
Mike! Mike!
Something wrong?
Oh, just trying to get Mike to wash the car.
I'll do it.
Oh, well, there, that's resolved?
No. Mike should do it. It's a big job.
Not for me. I used to wash airplanes for barnstormers. I grew up next to an airfield.
Barnstormers in Manhattan?
South Dakota. The Golden Eagle. I remember one time for my birthday, they took me up with them and spun me around till I lost my lunch. God, I love those guys.
No wonder the planes needed so much washing. No, listen, put that down. This is Mike's job. He will do it. It's been Mike's job for 11 years, and I want to live long enough to see him do it just once. Mike!
Hey, look! What the heck are you doing?
I'm washing your dad's car.
No, Luke, you don't have to do chores just because my dad asked you to.
Well, he didn't ask me. I volunteered.
You volunteer? No. Look, yes, maybe the way you do it on the streets, but this is suburbia. Nobody does anything for anybody.
He was upset. He was yelling.
Yelling is nothing. Believe me. I mean, you don't have to worry about my dad until his nostrils flare and that vein over his left eyebrow starts to throb. After that, he makes Freddy Krueger look like a guy with press-on nails.
Mike, this is really reprehensible. This is your job, this is your guest, and that is... Holy smokes, we got white walls.
You want me to take over, Dad?
No.
No kidding. You used to work on a dude ranch?
When you cook for 68 burly men with lassos, you learn to watch your biscuits.
That's funny. I could have sworn there was a bottle of wine in there. Oh, Jason must have finished it. It's okay. There's plenty more.
Wow, that's a lot of wine.
Yeah. Jason started collecting. He really likes his wine.
Yo, Luke. I want to introduce you to a friend. Barbie.
Well, pleased to meet you, Barbie. Does she have a last name?
Doll. She wants me to invite you over to her dream house for tea.
Well, I never turned down an invitation from a beautiful woman.
She's got a boyfriend, but I can stuff him in a drawer.
Hey, Mike, I had a folder in there of confidential applications for Luke's foster family. Have you seen it?
No, I don't know anything about it, Dad. I was just sitting here watching the game on TV.
Wouldn't it be better if the set were on?
The game was blacked out.
Folder.
Okay, but, just for the record, I didn't look at a thing. But forget about that couple from Brooklyn, all right? I don't want Luke being raised by people who drag their knuckles on the ground.
Mike.
Dad, I'm sorry, but it's just that Luke has had a tough life, and I want to make sure that he's around people who care about it.
I know that.
In a good neighborhood, with a good school. And a room of his own, private entrance, and a satellite dish.
Silly me. All this time I've been looking for a stable, loving family with high moral character. I should have been looking for somebody with a video arcade and a weight room.
Yeah, all right, now you're talking.
Thanks for letting me do my laundry here, Mom. The laundry room in the dorm has become a real meat market pickup place.
How does anybody get their wash done?
Don't ask me. I'm still on the waiting list.
Sweetheart, will you take out the trash?
Hey, anybody seen Luke? That station wagon's looking kind of grungy.
He went with Mike to check out neighborhoods for foster homes. I don't know where they went, but Mike said something about knuckles dragging.
Oh, Brooklyn. Gotta hand it to Mike, though. He's really serious about finding Luke a good home.
Oh, I know. Ever since he brought Luke here, he's been mature, responsible, caring.
Kind of gives you the creeps, doesn't it?
You know, this is too much. I know I put a bottle of wine in there.
There's more in the cabinet.
Want a bet?
That's impossible. Last time I looked, there were 15 bottles in there.
People. How many times do I have to tell you about recycling?
In a minute, honey.
But Mom, look. Somebody put glass in with regular garbage.
Jason... The wine box.
But who could have...
Oh, my God.
I can't believe it.
Me neither. It's incredible.
Hey, get a grip. They're just bottles. I'll shut them myself.
You do that, honey.
Well, let's not jump to any conclusions here. We don't know for sure that it was Luke.
Luke? He couldn't have done it.
I agree. He's a responsible kid. After all, he spent his childhood cooking for an entire dude ranch.
No, he didn't.
He spent his childhood hanging out with barnstormers.
Barnstormers?
The Golden Eagles. They used to make him throw up. He loved those guys.
Will you two listen to yourselves? Barnstormers, Dude Ranch. I mean, how gullible can you be?
Oh, I suppose you know the real story.
Yes. He grew up on a plantation in Jamaica with big guys hanging coconuts. That lying pig dog stole your wine.
This is it. Luke said nothing can go wrong as long as I stay calm. Okay, now pick up a ticket stub without drawing attention to yourself. Okay, Theater 5, you're home free.
Hold it there, you little nose wipe.
Red alert, damage control, show them the stub, show them the stub.
Excuse me, sir, I just came out of Theater 5, and I left my wallet in there.
Your wallet?
Yeah, it must have slipped out of my pocket when I stood up to let those nuns take their seats.
There were nuns watching when stewardesses go bad?
Yeah, well, they left early. If you just let me go in, I'll grab my wallet, and I'll be out of there before the next show at 3:15.
Okay, but go straight in and come straight out.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Touchdown. Now go directly to the theater, stopping for nothing.
Ooh, popcorn.
Popcorn.
Found your wallet, I see.
Yeah. Well, this is just my regular wallet. That was my lucky wallet. Good thinking. He's buying it.
Mom, Dad, just for the record, everyone in Brooklyn walked upright.
There was even this great park and Uncle Mike bought me.
Okay, guys, check this out. Luke throws to Dad. Oh, can you believe that, Dad? Before this morning, he never threw a spiral in his life. Dan Marino, watch out.
All right, that's good. Luke, why don't you go upstairs and wash for dinner, okay?
Sure, Dr. Seymour.
See ya. Oh, is he a great kid or what?
Yeah.
Oh, Dad?
Yeah. Yeah, but, Mike, something's happened with Luke, and we don't think we're going to be able to find him a foster home.
What?
And we don't think he should stay in our home either.
What are you guys talking about?
Well, we found a lot of empty wine bottles in the trash, and we know that neither of us drank them.
You don't think Luke drank them?
He needs more help than we can give him. He should be in an alcohol treatment program.
And we have to think of Ben and Chrissy. Like it or not, Luke will have an influence on them.
I'm sorry, I'm not buying this. I mean, if Luke drank all that wine, he would be plastered all the time. And have you ever seen him drunk or even hungover?
Well, no.
Neither have I. Have you ever smelled alcohol on his breath?
No, but, look, I don't have all the answers either, Mike.
And show me one kid in this family who he's had a bad influence on.
This nose wipe claims to live here. We caught him sneaking into the Massapequa multiplex.
Ben Seaver, where did you get an idea like that?
Nothing can make me talk.
Young man.
It was Luke.
It's all right, we'll take it from here, Your Majesty.
Hey, Luke, what are you doing?
Oh, packing. I got the picture my lease was up. So I'm taking two pairs of socks and one pair of underwear. Mind if I keep the football?
Look, we've got to clear something up.
Fine, I'll leave the football.
No, that's not it. We found some empty wine bottles in the trash.
So?
Luke, we want to help. We know you're drinking.
Me? I wouldn't touch that poison.
I'd like to believe you, but between barnstorming and biscuits, how are we supposed to know when you're telling the truth?
Doesn't matter what I say. You guys got your minds all made up.
Not all of us. All right, Luke, you just tell me that you didn't take that wine and I'll believe you. Luke, tell me.
I'm out of here.
Oh, Luke.
Wait a second. You need help. There are programs for teens who drink.
So then go find a teen who drinks.
Luke, don't you know how bad that stuff is for you? Do you have any idea what alcohol does to your internal organs, your liver and your heart and your... whatever else is in there? Come on, man, don't you know that booze can kill you?
Leave me alone! You can't tell me anything about booze I don't know. It makes you stupid. It makes you sick.
It makes you forget. Makes you hit people. Makes you afraid to come home at night.
What?
Makes you afraid to ask a question or make a noise. Get a glass of water. Do anything that'll make him mad when he's drunk.
Well, who's drunk? Nobody here gets drunk.
No, he's not talking about us, Mike. How are you, Luke? Hmm? Who gets drunk? Your father?
He left when I was two.
Well, who are you afraid of when they drink?
My stepfather. I liked him at first. He was fine when he was sober. Like you. He even bought me an ice cream once. But boy, when he had a few belts in him, he was a different guy. Mean. Anything would set him off.
Did he beat you?
Yeah. Mom tried to stop him. He beat her, too. After she died, he started drinking all the time. He didn't care how much he hurt me. One night he came after me with a baseball bat. If I hadn't run, he would have killed me.
Oh, my God.
I tell you, it's the liquor that does it to him. It does it to everybody. It's poison.
And you didn't want that to happen again, did you?
No.
So you took our wine?
Yes.
But you didn't drink it.
I poured it down the drain, every damn drop of it.
Because you didn't want anybody to get hurt like you got hurt.
It's all right. Everything's going to be all right.
So Luke thought
that drinking would turn me into his stepfather.
Oh, hey, Luke, it's going to be all right, buddy. Hey, my dad has a glass of wine every now and then, but, I mean, he never loses control.
What did you say? When he's mad, he's worse than Freddy Krueger.
I was kidding. No, he'd never hurt anybody.
You might find this hard to believe, but there are places you'll be safe, you know. Here, for instance.
You mean you're not kicking me out?
You can stay with us for as long as it takes to find a good home, but we need to trust each other, okay?
Okay.
No more lies about barnstormers and coconuts.
Right. You don't need to tell stories in this house to be liked.
Mom, Dad, I want to come clean with the truth. I was taken hostage by a group of space aliens. I said if I didn't help them sneak into the movies, they'd blow up Long Island.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Jason and Maggie are in competition with each other for a hot new job. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, a vacation in Ocean City washes up a summer romance for Kevin.